This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 29th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Fulani Muslim herdsmen killed 3 Christians last week in Benue State, Nigeria, reports Morningstar News. Alfred Amakwu, a local city councilman, said the herdsmen killed 1 Christian on April 20th in Otukpo County after killing 2 other believers on April 18th in the Entebbe District. Andrew Mamedo, country director of Action Aid, an international humanitarian group, said the incessant attacks on Christians in Benue State, Nigeria, have displaced 1.4 million people. He said, quote, "With what is happening in Benue State, people may not have villages to retire to when they grow old. If we fail to act now, I'm afraid that by 2030 we would have lost a generation, and it may take 50 years to recover from it," end quote. According to Open Doors, Nigeria is the 6th most dangerous country worldwide in which to be a Christian. A Syrian Orthodox bishop, Mar Emanuel, who was stabbed while preaching on April 15th in Sydney, Australia by a 15-year-old Muslim, has joined his voice with Elon Musk in demanding that the video of the attack be kept online, reports LifeSiteNews.com. On April 22nd, an Australian federal court ordered X, formerly Twitter, to remove all posts that contain the viral video of the Islamic attack on the Orthodox bishop, granting the request of Australian e-safety commissioner Julie Inman Grant, who had demanded that the video be taken down worldwide. On Wednesday, the injunction against showing the video was extended by Justice Jeffrey Kennett until May 10th, when a final hearing will be held to determine whether the content can be prohibited permanently worldwide. Musk has taken issue with the injunction, although following it temporarily. According to the tech giant, the Australian regulator had demanded that X, quote, "globally withhold these posts or face a daily fine of $785,000, end quote. On Tuesday, Musk addressed the overreach of the Australian government and claims that the video was somehow, quote, "misinformation," end quote. He said, quote, "The Australian people want the truth. X is the only one standing up for their rights. Our concern is that if any country is allowed to censor content for all countries, which is what the Australian e-safety commissar is demanding, then what is to stop any country from controlling the entire internet? We have already censored the content in question for Australia, pending legal appeal, and it is stored only on servers in the USA," end quote. Appearing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner at the Washington Hilton on Saturday, President Joe Biden addressed his age and made Donald Trump, his Republican presidential opponent, the target of a number of his jokes, reports CNN.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a 6-year-old. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies. Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Colin Jost, the co-host of Weekend Update on NBC's Saturday Night Live and the headliner for the event, took aim at President Biden in a couple of his jokes.
I was excited to be up here on stage with President Biden tonight, mostly to see if I could figure out where Obama was pulling the strings from. I have to admit, it's not easy following President Biden. I mean, it's not always easy following what he's saying, like... My Weekend Update co-anchor, Michael Che, was going to join me here tonight, but in solidarity with President Biden, I decided to lose all my black support.
And Jost made fun of the White House correspondents, most of whom seem more committed to liberal ideology than a balanced pursuit of the truth.
Like many of you here tonight, I pretend to do news on TV.
Last Wednesday, a pro-life Democrat running for president aired an eye-opening ad on national television exposing NBC's Today Show viewers to the horrors of late-term abortion. Teresa Bukovniak, president and founder of Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, confirmed Wednesday via X that her ad, which included disturbing footage of late-term aborted infants, aired on NBC, reaching 7 million people. You can see it for yourself through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Listen to the audio.
I'm a secular progressive activist. Last year, I recovered the remains of these five babies from an all-term abortion center in Washington, D.C. These are the faces of a genocide supported by Joe Biden and my own Democratic Party. We can provide for the working class and resist this extremism. I am challenging you to never vote for a pro-choice Democrat again. I'm Teresa Bukovniak, pro-life Democrat, running for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him." Bukovniak, a self-described atheist, told the Christian Post that she never intended to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Rather, she launched her long-shot bid so she would have a platform to expose the evils of abortion to her fellow liberals. And finally, actor and comedian Russell Brand announced on April 26th that he planned to get baptized as a Christian on April 29th, reports Fox News Digital.
This Sunday, I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. An opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians. I know a lot of people are sort of cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity and the return to God, but to me it's obvious. As meaning deteriorates in the modern world, as our value systems and institutions crumble, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening and beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives. And for me, it's very exciting.
Galatians 3:26 says, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith." And that's The Worldview on this Monday, April 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.